Look who's here. It's Renee Brooks from, well, she's from First Dakota. She is on the parade committee at Riverboat Days, but I think she's here today because River City Races is doing something. Hello.
Hello.
And just like clockwork, you brought me Delight Donuts today. Yes. You're just, does Curtis have any idea how incredible you are?
Oh, he helps me be incredible. How about that?
Yeah. And how are the boys?
Doing well. Good. Yes.
How are you?
I'm great.
You said when you came in that you were on the roof yesterday before we tackle the turkey trot. Why were you on your roof?
I was finishing my Christmas lights.
Ooh. Is your house worthy of driving over to look at?
Well, it looks nice and it's simple. I just have one solid line of lights all the way around.
What color?
White.
Did white.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So maybe not worth a stop, but I like it and it brings me joy.
Did you sign up for Light Up Yankton?
I haven't yet.
Yeah, make
maybe
sure
I
do
need
that.
To. Okay. All
make
right.
Make sure and do that. And how are things over at First Dakota?
Great. Yeah. I'm enjoying my new role in marketing and
how new is that?
Within the last probably month and a half.
Okay.
Or so.
Well, you're smiling about it, so that's good.
I love it. I love it so much.
You're going to talk about the Turkey Trot. And that is a race. I don't want to say a race. It's an event.
It's an event.
I mean, if you want to race, you can race. But it's a an event, and it's for a good cause. And it's on my favorite morning of the year, Thanksgiving. I'm glad you're still doing this. How many years now?
Oh, gosh. I think this is probably about the fourth or fifth year that we've done it collectively and kind of organized. Probably at least the fifth year. We did it for a couple years before that, sort of as two separate groups and just kind of as a you know, friend group getting together. But in the last 4 or 5 years, we've been organized and had a really good turnout. Last year was amazing. We had 284 people registered last year, and I think almost all of them showed up to run. So it was awesome.
I'm sure they're expecting it and planning on it. Why would somebody want to come down on Thanksgiving morning and do this?
It's just a great family event to get everybody together, get moving, get your blood pumping before you have a delicious turkey dinner and way too much to eat. It's just a good way to get your metabolism going, get out and enjoy your family.
It might work in reverse, though. People might be at the buffet table and go, well, I did run this morning, so why don't I treat myself to a little more?
And that's okay. Why not?
And why not?
It's Thanksgiving.
So it is a 5K. You can run, you can walk, or you can trot, or whatever you want, really.
Right. It's not a timed race. I did have a couple of our cross-country team members last year that asked me if it would be a timed race, and we just don't want it to be. It's just for fun.
Trust me, they're timing themselves, so don't worry about it.
Exactly. That's what I said. I said, you got your own timer.
Yeah.
So if you want to make it a race, you go right ahead. But if you want to just walk the bridge a couple times, we're all for it. So
now, I know you're doing it for the contact center, and that's great as well.
Yeah, we were able to give them a pretty nice donation last year. A large thank you to our sponsors. Olson's Pest Technician is our major sponsor. And then we have First Dakota, Press and Dakotan, Larson Carpet this year, Hanson Briggs, and Meridian Decor, where we host the event. So special thanks to all of them. We are able to donate a good chunk of money to the contact center, and they're really needing it this year. Things have been tight, and they've been seeing people that they've never seen before needing their services. And so we want to do our part to help on Thanksgiving.
So Olson's Pest Technicians, your major sponsor, and they're on the hat.
You bet.
You gave me a hat last year, and it is hands down my all-time favorite hat. I wear it all the time. I just love it. It fits right. It looks nice. And I just wanted you to know I'm treasuring that.
I saw you wearing it at the Parade of Lights, I believe, shortly after that. So yes, we love your support here at Riverfront, and we appreciate that very much. So
is the hat back? Oh, a different color,
It's
though.
A different hat this year.
That looks very Thanksgiving-y.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
The color is called Cider, so very appropriate. But it also has a special logo. I think that a lot of our middle schoolers are going to want to get
their hands on. Is there a 6'7" on that turkey? Who did that?
6'7".
Who did that?
A mom of a middle schooler did that.
So for a turkey on Thanksgiving, he looks pretty happy.
Well, right, because he's doing the turkey trot.
Yeah. Nobody can catch me.
Yeah. Or, you know, they're just having fun.
What happens before and what happens after this event?
So before the event, we just confirmed the Reyes sisters are going to come join us and sing the national anthem. So we're excited about that. After the event, we will serve coffee and hot chocolate. Larson Carpet's going to sponsor that. And donuts, sponsored by First Dakota. So we'll have some breakfast afterwards and some fellowship. And then you can be on your way to your Thanksgiving Day festivities.
What's the route? What's the 5K?
We are going to be doing two laps on the bridge again. So it'll be the bridge and a little on the highway. We'll have a turnaround point. But if you want to do the full 5K, it'll be two laps. Some people just want to do one. Some people just want to do a little bit of the bridge. Whatever you want. It's really casual and it's what you want to make it.
And sign up. How do people sign up?
You will sign up at the Yankton Parks and Rec. You can go online. You can also stop in at the Summit Center to register and they will get you signed up.
Good. Can I ask you, as long as you're here, what about St. Patrick's Day 2026? What do you think?
Yeah, so we are definitely doing it. I just confirmed with Ben's. We'll have it there again. It'll be the Sunday, I think it's the 15th this year.
River City Rainbow Chase.
Yep, River City Rainbow Chase on Sunday. And the only major change this year is that we're only going to do the 5K. We took out the lucky seven mile. Just logistically, it just wasn't as popular as the 5K, and we want it to be fun, we want it to be easy, and we want it to be accessible, so we decided we're going to focus on just the 5K this year.
Anything else you want people to know about the Turkey Trot?
Sign up quickly. We really need to have numbers for hats by Friday the 14th, which is coming right up.
Yeah, the hat's kind of the prize.
Yeah, so, and you're going to want this hat, I'm telling you, you're going to want this hat. Check out River City Race's Facebook page and maybe I'll put a sneak peek of the hat on there. So, but get signed up right away. Sign up your whole family. We had last year, I think we had several groups with 12, 14. I think we had one family that had 30 people sign up. Just sign up. You're donating to a great cause and you're going to have a great start to your Thanksgiving.
Memories for a lifetime,
yeah,
really.
You bet.
Nice tradition. Best wishes in your marketing adventure for First Dakota. Thanks for your parade work and River City Races work, for being a good mom and for bringing donuts. Thanks for all that you do, because it makes a difference. So I appreciate your work.
Thank you so much.